Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we welcome Peter Hussey, who is the affiliated senior defense fellow with the Hudson Institute. He is the president of geostrategic analysis, and we set him a challenge. The headline in the CNN world in these last hours: China, U.S., U.K., France, and Russia pledge to avoid nuclear war. First graph, five of the world's largest nuclear powers pledged on Monday of the new year to work together toward, quote, a world without nuclear weapons, in a rare statement of unity amid rising East-West tensions. Peter, I come to you because this sounds very similar to language that I can remember learning in the 20th century about pledge to eliminate nuclear war, nuclear weapons. I believe that happened starting 1945 with maybe FDR and Truman, and every world leader after that was always looking to eliminate nuclear weapons. I think Mr. Gorbachev and Mr. Reagan talked about it at Reykjavik at least once. So what is fresh here? Did they just discover those history books? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, Gordon, and good evening, John. No, what has happened is China is upset that it's being pushed around by huge modernization challenges of its nuclear weapons, and they're now denying that they're doing any expansion. So they proffered this proposal with among the five major nuclear powers of the United Nations, saying, now read it. It says, we get to defend, deter, and if necessary, retaliate with nuclear weapons, but we're going to de-emphasize their use in our strategy. Well, let's look at the record. Is Russia de-emphasizing nuclear weapons in its strategy? No, not at all. It's building somewhere between 24 and 30 new nuclear type systems, theater and internet, long range as well as medium, over half of which aren't even controlled by the New START treaty. China, if our STRAC commander is correct, are building over 350 silos, which with the DF-41 would mean anywhere up to 3,500 new warheads, which would dwarf the 300 they have now. It's a tenfold increase at least. Pakistan and India are both modernizing their nuclear weapons. France and England, probably very marginal in the number, in the single digits, 10, 20. But if you ask yourself, the one country that has diminished the number of nuclear weapons we have, it's the United States. Okay? We're under the 1550 of the New START treaty. We're on 1350 or thereabouts. And the thing is that it's all very nice to say this, John, but it belied by the fact that all the major adversaries of the United States, of which I count China and Russia, of course, are going in the opposite direction, and particularly China and Russia combined. This nuclear modernization exceeds anything during the height of the Cold War.
Gordon, you have a question for our friend Peter.
Peter, the Biden administration is considering its nuclear posture review, which should come out soon. Many people expect the president to honor a campaign pledge to go to a no first use or sole purpose doctrine. In other words, that would undercut the American nuclear umbrella. Do you think that China pushed this statement in order to get the Biden administration to move to no first use?
I think they're trying to get the administration to de-emphasize the role of nuclear weapons in its deterrent and somehow claim, China will claim, well, we're leading the charge in this direction. It's again, misdirection on the part of the People's Republic of China and the Communist Party, as you know, you're very well versed on. So, yes, I think the administration is going to say something like, we need to reduce the role of nuclear weapons in overall security because it's too dangerous otherwise, and say something not exactly sole use and not exactly no first use, but try to pretend or move in that direction. And it's part of it is what they said in the statement. Nuclear war should never be fought. True. I mean, okay. But never can be won. And this is the part that I've always had a problem with. If you have the right to retaliate with nuclear weapons, why are you retaliating except for revenge? If you're going to retaliate, you're basically saying stop. Okay? You're trying to bring the war to an end as soon as possible at a lowest level of casualties and disaster. And therefore, if you hit China or Russia with a couple hundred warheads, I don't think they're going to think you're not fighting the war. So it's somewhat nonsensical, but the part that I have no problem with is we should never use nuclear weapons if possible. I mean, that I understand. But the thing is, the bad guys are going in the opposite direction and emphasizing the nuclear weapons, particularly. Remember what our friend General Hyten, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who just retired, said, Russia and China are in the business of escalating to win, meaning in a conventional conflict, they're going to threaten the use of nuclear war weapons in a limited way to get us to stand down. Remember, as the Sun Tzu said, the acme of military strategy is to win without fighting. And that's what that is. It doesn't make any sense to say, I'm going to hit you 1,000 nuclear warheads. That's Armageddon. What it does make sense is, well, I can use a couple dozen and you're not willing to risk escalation. So you'll stand down over Taiwan or stand down over Ukraine or stand down over Korea, wherever it might be. That, to me, is the big issue here. And this is part of Chinese camouflage.
Peter, is inspection, is transparency, together or separately, is that part of the conversation?
No, you notice that in this issue of banning nuclear weapons, and the UN, you know, passed a resolution saying we all pledge to get rid of nuclear weapons, except for all the people with nuclear weapons didn't sign it. So how do you verify what China has without inspections? And if you don't have inspections, you can only see so much by satellite, and you can only see so much by what are called national technical means. If I don't have on-site capability, I'm somewhat blind because the Chinese are not transparent. So if you're talking about limiting nuclear weapons, God, let alone getting rid of them, you need to know where they are and how many the other guy has. And we don't. I mean, we're guests about China. The thing about China is fascinating is the estimates about China are estimates by Americans here in America talking about China, which doesn't tell us what they never publish their numbers. Now, they have said they're going to 1,000. That's unofficial, quote unquote, semi-official Chinese government agencies. And they are. That's without a doubt. And it's been confirmed by all our military people. The question is, how much beyond that are they going? And the thing is that, John, we in 1991, we stopped all land-based missiles, small ICBM and Peacekeeper. 1992, we killed the submarines, the Ohio class. And then in 1997, we stopped the B-2 bomber. All elements of the leg of the triad stop. 1999, 2 years later, Putin is Secretary of the National Security Council. He drafts a massive modernization program. He then signs it into law as acting president of Russia in 2000, announces in 2014 that it will be 100% done by 2020. And then 2021, he announced just a number of months ago, well, it's not 100% done, it's 91% done. And as I said, that's the 23 to 30 new nuclear systems, cruise missiles, bombers, submarines, land-based missiles, mobile and fixed, across the board, which they're going to have deployed. They're 90% done now, and we're not going to have our first system until 2029. So we did take the plowshares advice, which was in this statement, of getting out of the arms race by not participating in it. And look what happened. Russia and China decided to say, oh, okay, you're not going to go race around the track. We're going to put our track shoes on, and we're pretty much done the race.
Less than a minute, Gordon.
Peter, this statement, yes, that we've been talking about does not include India, Pakistan, Israel, and Iran. Doesn't that seem to make this statement worthless?
Yes, because, I mean, remember at Reykjavik, and God bless Ronald Reagan, he was talking about getting rid of fast flyers, meaning missiles. Bombers were eventually taken off the table, and every other nuclear power besides Russia and China, or even Russia and the United States, weren't part of the conversation. So you can use arms control to limit things, but you need, as Gordon said, inspections. You need total verification, particularly at the lower levels of numbers. You really need verification because cheating becomes very advantageous.
Peter Husey of the Hudson Institute. He is president of Geostrategic and Analysis. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.